A great first quarter turns into a win. Young Dragons growing up and looking for consistency in Crossville despite the wins. Let's get this hour of round ball talk started with Upperman head coach Dana McWilliams. The Bees victorious over Cannon County Friday night by an 87-33 score. Coach, what stood out to you about your team's performance?
I thought we played pretty well last night. It was very balanced scoring for us, which is something that we've done most of the season.
Is there something that in your soul as a coach you're saying, you know, we're not doing as well as I want us to be doing right now?
Well, I think, you know, there's always things you can improve on. So we're not necessarily we don't want to be complacent with where we are, but I feel like our team's playing really well together, and we're doing well defensively. So nothing really stands out that I feel like we need to put extra focus on.
But I guess it's all the little things, isn't it, that really kind of keep you up at night, of things that you want to make sure you're ready for as you get around to tournament time.
Well, you always want to be ready, so you're constantly trying to just keep improving on the things that are important for you and your team.
You've had a lot of experience with this, of teams that have won at a very high level. How do you guard against complacency when the record is like it is?
Well, we know we play in a very competitive district, so I don't think that's ever really a problem for us. And we try to play a high-level schedule also. So I think, you know, at all times, we know we have to be ready.
Do you have to block out, or more importantly, do you have to talk to the young ladies about blocking out what they hear from schoolmates, from those in the community, that sort of thing, about, you know, getting ahead of yourself?
Well, not really. I think, you know, at Upperman, we know that we're hoping every year that we're going to be in contention to fight for, you know, championship, hopefully be in the top in our league. That's what we hope for. So we know that. We don't try to get caught up in anything outside of that. We're really proud of the girls and what they've accomplished, but you know, they have some high goals, and, you know, we're just staying focused on one game at a time, and that's how we try to approach it since I've been here.
Dana McWilliams, head coach of the Upperman Bees, with us on the High School Playbook. Why is Reagan Hurst scoring at such a pace right now?
Well, Reagan is an incredible player. You know, she was a Miss Basketball finalist last year. She's been All-State for the past several years. What an athlete she is. And, you know, she's surrounded by such good players. And Reagan is such an unselfish player. Just depends on how the game is going, honestly, for Reagan. You know, many nights she probably could score more than she does, but, you know, she's a great passer. She understands the entire game concept. And, you know, she's a hard guard for people. She's so athletic. She shoots the three well. She can get to the rim. You know, she's a special player.
Yeah, and the way she plays ball, it's almost like you don't realize that she scored that many points because she is getting everybody else involved.
Yeah, well, that's our team. That's kind of what our makeup has always been here at Upperman. We like it to be that way. But, you know, Reagan, we don't put a lot of stock for us. It doesn't matter who's doing the scoring, what's happening. What we're most concerned about is getting that win. And, you know, Reagan's been fortunate to be on part of our state championship team. And then she's also on our team last year who finished in the Final Four before we got canceled. So she understands the importance of the team concept and what it means to be a great team. And you know, she's a great player, a great individual player. And but the team definitely means more to Reagan than what she can accomplish individually. But, you know, she just got so many great things ahead of her basketball. I think she's nowhere close to where her ceiling is.
Finally, Coach, high school basketball fans in this region, when they see Upperman and Macon County getting set to face off, they know it's a big game. Tuesday night, another rematch in this rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, of course, everybody's going to be excited about that. It's a little different this year when fans can't really, you know, be at the game, but hopefully a lot of people get to watch. And I know they enjoy great competition, and you know, Macon's got a great team. It's been fun competing with them over the past few years, and you know, we're looking forward to it. But you know, we know in our district, you know, it's whether it's Macon or whoever it is, you've got to be ready regardless.
Coach, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Dana McWilliams, head coach of the Upperman Bees. They beat Cannon County 87-33 Friday night. Reagan Hurst with 25, Tori Brooks 16. Clark Range with a win over Red Boiling Springs 84-45 last night. Head coach Lamar Rogers joins us on the High School Playbook. Coach, as you think back to the game, what did you think of your team's performance?
Well, I thought we played really well. We was really sharp, had a lot of energy. We had, you know, five people in double figures. Got to play everybody. You know, the last girls off the bench got to play about a quarter and a half. So, really pleased. I had good ball movement. The Red Bull Springs got two girls, Anderson and Fleming girl. It's really, really good. And we held them on the check pretty good. So, you know, we've been practicing real hard lately and going over stuff and getting where we make adjustments during the game defensively, and I thought it went really well last night.
You know, defensively, just looking at the scores to start 2021, you've been holding people to less than 30 points generally. I mean, and I know scoring is just one part of defense, but are you playing defense at the kind of level that you want to see?
Well, we're getting there. We're making, you know, we're in this point of the season where it's kind of the stretch drive a little bit right before the tournaments. And we're, you know, playing better team defense. I don't think we're making as many individual mistakes. And we've got kind of got the game plan, what we're trying to do. And, you know, here again, we press with different presses, and then we do some different half-court things defensively. So we're switching from one to the other without making mistakes, which is really important.
Do you have a lot of different presses in your library, so to speak, that you can call up in different situations?
Well, we do. We try them on each team to see what works best, you know, to see, kind of get ready for tournament time. And, you know, a lot of teams press in some ways. You know, we've got a deny press, and we've got the traditional 1-2-1-1 press. It really makes something happen one way or the other. And then we've got a 2-2-1 press. We're a little bit safer. And then this year we started doing some half-court traps a little bit more. You know, we've got some quickness on the team and got some length. So, you know, this helps us get a turnover here and there and still be the aggressor, which I think is real important also.
You mentioned that you got a chance to go down the bench a little bit last night in the win over Red Boiling Springs. Who are some of those young ladies that are helping you in practice and challenging your starters and getting that chance and can grow their careers as they move forward?
Well, we do. We got some nice ones. Of course, we've got five seniors on the team, and you know, four of them start. We really got six really good girls. It's real close. And you know, then we've got Casey Sales, a sophomore that comes off the bench, just an excellent three-point shooter. We've got Addie Stowers, a freshman, as just a scorer. And she's got the step-back shot, which a lot of girls don't have. She's got the Euro step for layups. And she spent a lot of time in the gym at a young age and, you know, played a lot of AAU basketball. So she's really going to have a bright career. Then we got Zoe Smith as a junior at excellent ball handler, can penetrate really good. That's helping us. And then we've got another freshman, Chloe Daly, a post player that's, you know, getting some experience in these games. It's going to be a good player in the future with us. And those are coming. Then we've got Caitlin Wells, another sophomore that, you know, got to play and I think scored her first points last night this year. So that's some of them that, you know, it's going to going to help us in the future.
Lamar Rogers, when you have so many seniors, do you kind of go into the season knowing, hey, I've got to get some of these other ladies some experience where I can in game situations?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we basically got it. We had all the starters back from last year. So, you know, this year's how the COVID is and everything. We was actually more ready probably than some other teams out there to play basketball. But, you know, we've got three that can come off the bench that, you know, could start really easy. And, so we feel real comfortable with them. You know, we're still going over decision making with everybody. You know, seniors could make mistakes also. So, you know, just, you know, how successful we'll be is how good our defense is towards the end of the season, then how, you know, our basketball IQ as far as decision making is determine how successful we are in the tournaments and everything.
You know, and it doesn't even seem possible, but you look at your schedule and you really are getting close to that point.
Well, we are. We've got some nice games left. We're supposed to play Jackson County, you know, today at 2:00, and we've got some snow up here, so I don't know whether that's already been postponed once. And then we go to Pitt County Tuesday. That should be a real good district game. And then our non-district games, we've got two games with Stone that's, you know, ranked second in the state in AAA that will really help us, and hopefully we can help them also. And then we've got Cumberland County, which is a real good AA team also. So those two teams besides our district should really prepare us, you know, for the tournaments coming up.
Clark Grange gets it going against Red Boiling Springs Friday night, and we'll see what happens with the game against Jackson County today as the weather is the other opponent in all of this season. Head Coach Lamar Rogers, as always, Coach, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Byrdstown. Quite a district matchup between Pickett County and Monterey last night. Bobcats get the win, 72-55. Zach Aminett, 22 points. Hunter Wattenberger, 21. And Coach Joseph Aminett joins us on the high school playbook. Coach, always good to get those wins in conference, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. Nothing better than a conference win.
What kind of was the key to the game last night?
We came out and probably played the best quarter of the season in the first quarter last night. We were up 28-12 at the end of the first quarter. Came out and really set the tone with our intensity and our offensive execution. And we're just kind of clicking on all cylinders. And it was nice to see in our first game since our loss at Clay County. So I just felt like we came out prepared and ready to set the tone right from the get-go.
You just don't ever know as a coach if that's what's going to happen, right?
Oh, that's right. You want to see how your team's going to bounce back. And, you know, in this season, you know, we've had games canceled and moved, so we had a little bit of a long – we've moved our Jackson County game up a couple of weeks ago where we had an open spot. And so we had a layoff of a week, seven days between games. And you never know after a loss how you're going to react. I think the kids were tired of practicing. I was a little tired of practicing. And we were ready for a game, and we came out and showed that right from the get-go.
How did your guys deal with that loss to Clay?
You know, I mean, it's like any loss. Clay's a really good team. And, you know, we came out and had a good game plan and played well. And just we got in some foul trouble that made us change the way that we were going to have to play in that game. And, which was not good for us. But, you know, I think we learned a lot from it. We've watched a lot of film. I think we've gotten better. And, you know, what we're talking about right now is we just want to be a better version of us each day. And I think we're improving each time we go out and practice in each game that we play.
Some coaches really have to sell that. They really have to work with their team, whether it's a loss or if it's a bad possession or a bad quarter, whatever the case may be. How does this team deal with adversity so far?
You know, I think we've dealt with it well. You know, in this season with COVID, you've got adversity all the time with games getting rescheduled, people getting quarantined, and the things we're trying to do And the things we're focusing on is to be the best version of us. We don't compare ourselves to other teams. Comparison is kind of the killer of joy. And I want our team to play with joy. I want us to compete on every possession. And I want us to be really, really excited for our teammates when they've got individual success. And I kind of feel like this team's moving toward that. They're evolving. And I think we got a chance to be really, really successful if we'll continue to focus on those things.
Joseph Eminent, from an X's and O's standpoint, what's the thing that you still see, hey, we can get better here?
You know, I think the thing right now is our offense is clicking pretty well. Our defense is improved tremendously throughout the season. And, you know, the thing that we needed to work on that we did really, really well last night is our rebounding. You know, the difference in the Clay County game was offensive rebounds for them. Last night, we didn't get many offensive rebounds. Last night, I felt like we really, really attacked that. We won the boards on the offensive end and the defensive end against a team that really rebounds well. And I think because of that, it's the reason we were able to pull away and have a pretty uncontested game down the stretch. So I think the thing we've got to grow on now is we've got to get to a point that we just rebound the basketball really, really well. And that's something that takes a little more effort from us than it does other teams. We know we have a lot of kids that, you know, we're basically from 5'11 to 6'2". So we don't have a 6'5", 6'6 kid just standing in there that can go get you an extra 9 rebounds a game. So I think that's the aspect of the game that we've really got to continue to improve on if we're going to win in the postseason.
The interesting thing about rebounding, and I don't know what the percentage is, but, you know, it's part just height. It's part the fundamentals of how to rebound correctly. But then there's also that tenaciousness part that goes into it of, I just want that basketball.
You know, you're exactly right. There's an art to rebounding that most people don't appreciate. And in rebounding, I've always felt like it's pretty simple. You're either the nail or you're the hammer. And if you're the one if you're the hammer, you're going to get the rebounds. If you're the nail, you're not. And we've got to really focus a lot more on being the hammer when that ball goes up in the air.
Joseph Eminent, head coach of the Pickett County Boys, as they get the win over Monterey. Coach, thank you for the visit.
Thank you.
Van Buren County went on the road last night, get a win over Marion County. Let's bring aboard Dustin Sullivan, head coach of the Van Buren County Boys. Tough game last night, Coach?
Yes, it was, Larry. It sure was. We had played them a little bit earlier in the year and got a little bit bigger win, but they had were missing a player or two due to some injuries or maybe some COVID things. I'm not really sure, but they were missing some people, so they had them back and they were much tougher and have improved a lot, and we were down at halftime, but we were able to play tough and figure out a way in the second half to get a win.
I know you can say this with a win, but you like those kinds of challenges, don't you, for preparation for the future?
No, absolutely. I thought we learned a lot about our team and it's important to be in those kind of situations where you got to make some adjustments and you see that you can do it. And also just to be in close games where you got to knock some free throws down and take care of the basketball late.
Who's playing well for you right now?
Honestly, that's a nightly thing. We're playing about 11 guys in the rotation. So we're kind of like one of those old, you know, how they say like running back by committee in football, you know, we're just kind of, we're rolling out there and just kind of seeing whose night it is. A few nights ago, Jason Stevens got hot. And then last night, Taylor Hillis got hot, but I mean, probably consistently over the last three or four games, I guess it would be Taylor Hillis if we're talking about somebody that has really been playing well for us. And it doesn't always show up in the box score, but he always does what we ask of him. He's probably our most consistent player right now.
There's something to be said for that consistency, isn't there?
Absolutely. We've been harping on that a lot and trying to preach to the kids that, you know, it's really important to be consistent and for people to know what they can expect of you on a daily basis and don't need to go into each day not knowing what you're going to get out of somebody. And that's, you know, in life or in basketball. So consistency is very important. I throw out there that, you know, probably right there with Taylor would be Will Reisner. I can say pretty confidently that I know what I'm going to get out of him on a daily basis as well.
I had a coach tell me one time that you know, you the guy that teases you, like if you think about it, like C is average and A is exceptional, but the guy that teases you and one night is an A and the next night's a C and one night's a D, you'd almost rather have a C player every night to know what you got.
I say there's a little bit of truth to that, you know. I do like it when those guys show up and they have one of those A games.
Yeah, so, really.
We just try to find a way to get them over that hump to where they're an A every night. But yeah, it's there's some truth to that analogy.
Where are you now as a basketball team in terms of kind of the second half of the regular season and the things that you want to see this team improve on?
Well, we've been preaching toughness a lot, and the kids are trying to respond to that. I thought early in the year we were not very physically or mentally tough. So we've really been hammering that home. And as a group, they're trying to respond to that. It's hard to do a whole lot practice-wise right now just because, at least for us, there's so many games we've got on the schedule due to some you know, virtual school earlier in the season where we had to reschedule some games. So, like, if we're able to with the weather play tonight, we've got a game tonight and then four next week. So if we were able to get all those in, we would have played six games in 8 days. So, I mean, we're getting plenty of game time, but it's hard to get much practice time to really work on much. So we're trying to just really emphasize to see if we can, like I said, be consistent and control the things that we can control as far as of toughness and being physically and mentally engaged.
You got to then be very careful and conscious of their legs, not only practice time, but I would think also in games themselves when you're playing that many games.
Absolutely. This will be a new one. I've never had this many games in this short amount of time in 18 years. So we'll see. But I do think it is helpful that we have been playing so many kids. Some of the kids that have been getting less time may get more, you know, over the next week in some games. But having the benefit of knowing we've got that many guys that we can depend on or that I trust should help some with the legs.
Van Buren County with a win over Marion County and head coach Dustin Sullivan. Thanks as always, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
Kingston gets the better of York Institute last night, 76-60, a game that was just added to the schedule a couple of days ago. The high school playbook rolls on with York head coach Roy Whited. Coach, what did you see from your Dragons in the game Friday night?
I just think that we were just not ready to play as we have been. Larry, we were a little flat, and they are extremely, extremely good. They came out early, shot the ball extremely well the first quarter. We were able to stay within 5 and 6 points, was down 8 at halftime. And then the third quarter, we came back and played really well for the first half of the fourth quarter. But if we made some big turnovers at big times, and they took advantage of it. And I think that was the difference, is points off turnovers. I made a real poor – it wasn't a coaching judgment. It was basically a coaching lapse in the fact that Riley Cooper, our 6'6 post player, picked up his third foul in the first half without me realizing it or trying to check to see. And before I could get him out, he picked up his fourth foul. So he sat out the rest of the second quarter and all the third quarter. And that really, really hurt us.
I guess as a coach, it's frustrating when you kind of come out flat. And most times, and I'm guessing it was the case for you last night, you didn't have any sign that that was what was going to happen?
I really didn't. You know, it was, as you said, it was a game that was added on the schedule a couple of days ago. We actually had our schedule fixed for this week on practice sessions and such, and then when we added that game, it changed everything. And we're a team that is very, very young, and our maturity level is not where you would want your a really good high school basketball team to be at this particular time in their mindset. And they have a routine, and when that routine is altered and we have a hard time adapting to changes off the court and on the court.
And that's tough, especially this year, because it's a constant changing around, I guess.
This has been one of the most challenging years that I know in 40 years of coaching that I have gone through, and I know it has been for the players.
Bryson Bilbrey, following up what he did against Macon County with 21 points, what do you like in his game?
He's really, really gifted in the fact that he's 6'1 and a half. He has a reach of a 6'4, a 6'5 player. He's deceptive in his quickness. He shoots the ball really well, 16 foot in. Now his range on the perimeter shot and the threes has really improved. He's a very, very strong defender, and he is so deceptive with his reach. He has a knack for being around the ball when he comes off the basket. So he does get a lot of rebounds that you wonder, wow, how did he get that rebound out of that group of post players? And he finishes around the basket as good as anybody. And he being a freshman is really, really impressive. And he is not afraid to take it, you know, to the hole, no matter who is on the inside.
There's some of that that's just innate, isn't there?
There is. And that I believe it's God-gifted. That's not coached. He has that desire. What we try to do is take those gifts and talents and improve upon them and try to make him better and better. But, you know, if I told him after the game last night, if he continues and he continues on the path that he is on, as hard as he's working and staying after practice and working on his perimeter shooting and ball handling skills, you know, he has a bright, bright future in basketball.
Roy Whited, as you turn down, and it's hard to believe, but we're down to the final weeks of the regular season. What are the things that are kind of top on your priority list for this team to work on?
Well, we definitely have got to improve defensively. Again, you know, starting two freshmen, playing three freshmen a large portion of the time, sometimes having four freshmen on the court at one time in games that are very close. They are not used to the speed of the game, and defensively they're a step behind. And our other players, our upperclassmen, I've been disappointed in the fact that they have not shored up defensively more at this point where we would like to be. We have got to improve defensively and shore up defensively. Our man defense has been good at times, but then when we get against extremely athletic teams, as of last night, it makes it very difficult for us. We have not found a zone defense that we feel comfortable with, that we play well enough against good teams to be able to cover. Now, we have been really, really stressing and working and looking at film, and I believe we were better last night than we've been, even though the score did not reflect it, but we had got behind early in a hole. But I believe that we are going to have, by tournament time, we were going to be more stable at the defensive end. And that's been a disappointment for me, because I believe you win championships with defense. And I know that we live in an offensive-minded culture in every sport. I just have been disappointed in the fact that I have not been able to raise their level of defensive play where I want it to be.
Well, it's an offensive world, but the one thing that will never leave you on a cold shooting night is good defense. And
absolutely.
York Institute coach Roy Whited. Roy, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Larry.
Monterey falls to Pickett County Friday night. Head coach Mark Sims joins us on the high school playbook. Coach, what did you see from your basketball team Friday?
Well, we came out the first half and we played pretty good. One of the things that we're having to get over right now is just consistency and being able to put together a full game. You can't beat good teams like Pickett County in 16 minutes. It takes 32 to beat them. And so we got to put together two more good quarters.
Does that lesson just come with experience?
It does, and that's one of the things that we've worked on for the last couple of years. You know, it's not going to happen just overnight, and we've made strides in the right direction, and we're able to, you know, we're competing with the top level teams now, but we're not doing it consistently, and you know, that's the difference between a really good team and a decent team. The really good teams, you can't take plays off against them. You can't take a quarter off. If you do, then they're going to make you look bad.
Who is playing well for you defensively right now?
You know, I got several girls that have played well. Jordan Walker, she's a junior for me. She's defensively, she's played really well. Mackenzie Raleigh's played well. I really can't fault any one person on defense. But those two have really played better than maybe some of the others defensively.
Lindsay Wright led your team with 22 on Friday night. Mm-hmm. What do you like about her offensively? What does she do well?
Yeah, Lindsay's played. She's really kind of coming into her own here lately. She struggled early at the beginning of the year shooting the ball. Lindsay shoots the ball really well. I've known that all year long. And like I said, she started out the first of the year, and she just wasn't connecting. She was taking good shots, not making them. She's making the shots that she should make. And Lindsay does a really good job. She's kind of probably underrated at how well she can get to the basket and score around the rim.
So not just a jump shooter.
She's not just a jump shooter. And as a matter of fact, the other night against Red Bull in Springs, it was against Gordonsville. She had 7 in the fourth quarter, and every look she took was inside the paint. So she does more than just shoot the ball.
You mentioned the Gordonsville game, and then you turn around and you get the win against Trousdale County. Was that a real burst of confidence? Could you see any of that in your young ladies?
It is, man. Just learning how to win and getting that confidence, yeah, it's huge for us. And the Red Bull and Springs game that was earlier, you know, we lost it by 5. Cannon County was a 7-point loss, and those are good teams. And so we had a couple of, you know, just close games against good teams that we should have won, and then we followed it up and we come back and got a couple of wins. And so, yeah, it's a step-by-step process, and they're learning how to win, and I think we're starting to get it figured out, I'm hoping.
But that helps you as a coach. I mean, you can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but it comes down to seeing some results, and then it's, I know you don't say this, but it's kind of like, you know, see, I told you so kind of thing.
Absolutely, and I think I have actually said those words. You can have all the locker room talk you want to have, but until they start seeing some results, and absolutely, and you can say, there you go. You know, that's what we've been talking about, and it happened. Then they start believing it a little bit. So, but yeah, this last, you know, five game stretch, I guess, has really been monumental for us. And I think it's going to help us out as the year goes.
Monterey coach Mark Sims, as always, coach, thanks for the visit.
Thank you, sir.
Monterey falls to Pickett County 95-59 last night. District win for Stone Memorial. They beat Warren County 49-34 last night. And Stone coach Mike Buck is with us on the high school playbook. Coach, are you playing as well as the scores indicate you are right now?
Well, you know, we're kind of up and down, to be honest with you. We played really, really good at times, and then we appear to have not necessarily taken steps back, but maybe not be as focused as we should be, you know, all the time. And but I mean, yeah, getting the W's, which is the ultimate goal, right? But we want to everything that we do during the regular season is to prepare us to improve along the way to get better for the postseason. So. We're definitely learning lessons each and every night out, and which is obviously going to make us a better, stronger team down the road. So yeah, I mean, I like where we're at.
Is there any consistency to that inconsistency? Is it happening in one area of the game, or is it scattered?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's a good thing because it is kind of scattered. You know, not making the same mistakes over and over, which is good. But no, it's, and we're not talking about, you know, like it's a problem or anything, but yeah, we just staying focused and staying, you know, engaged in the little things constantly and trying to find ways to, you know, throw numbers and challenges out there to them. You know, little games within the games, I guess, that seems to help. But yeah, they're making different mistakes, which I think is a good thing.
It looks like your defense did some nice things last night. Were you happy with that?
I was. Yeah, that's one consistent positive has been that we have taken a lot of pride on that end of the floor. I guess the inconsistencies mainly have been on the offensive end, you know, but we have been locked in. We gave up 72 the first night out, and I told girls, guys, we scored 67 points and got beat. That's bad basketball. That's bad on the defensive end. Anytime we score 67 points, we should always win. And they kind of took that to heart the rest of the way. Have been always getting better defensively. They're still, you know, we're trying to do some different things defensively too, which you know, keeps them engaged, keeps them, you know, trying to move forward and grow. But defense has really been, you know, the reason that we're, our record's 13-1 right now, so really pleased on that end of the floor.
When I look at your schedule and what you have been able to do so far, you have, I hesitate to use this word, but as close to normal as you possibly could in this kind of situation.
Right.
Have you been able to get into kind of a flow of playing Tuesday night, playing Friday night, your practice routine, all of those types of things?
No, we really haven't.
Really?
I think now our schedule is kind of falling into place where over the next, you know, couple of weeks, I think we're going to get into that, you know, if everything, you know, stays right. But yeah, it's been choppy. Which, you know, it's hard to keep, you know, people, it's hard to keep young ladies, you know, in a rhythm. It is our game is such a rhythm game for our team, and having to miss here and there, and the schedule of having an 8-day, you know, 9-day gaps in it, you know, it just makes it hard. It really does. But as moving forward, I think we're going to have a much more consistent games flowing at us. You know, we're supposed to go down to Lebanon tonight, you know, after having played Tuesday this week and Friday this week, so this will be our third game. We're able to get down there, and I'm excited looking, you know, moving forward. You know, I talked about the offensive inconsistencies. Well, some rhythm, game rhythm, and some consistency in the game schedules, that's going to really, really help us on that end. You know, and so hopefully, and it doesn't get any easier. I would say that our next five games are as difficult as any, you know, team will play in the state of Tennessee, you know, over the next five games. You know, we've got Lebanon, White County, Cookeville, Clark Range, and Brentwood Academy. Five really, really tough teams, which is what we want. You know, I was telling Lebanon last night, Lebanon's coach that, you know, everything, basketball, high school basketball, it's all practice. You know, it's all in preparation for postseason. You can go undefeated during the regular season and, you know, lose in the tournament and, you know, what have we really done? You know, it's all prepping us for the postseason. That's why we try to play such a tough schedule. You know, and now starting to get a little bit of game rhythm. I know that really will help our girls, help our consistencies on the offensive end.
And adding to the difficulty of the opponents, as we visit with Mike Buck at Stone Memorial, is the fact that you played quite a stretch of games on the road here.
Yes. Yeah, we do. This year's scheduling has just been, you know, everybody's gone through it. It's been crazy. You know, you get what you think is a nice schedule, and then this team has to drop, and this team has to drop. And so now you're scrambling trying to find other teams, and you don't just want to play. You know, we're obviously a good team this year. And so we want to play the best teams, and we, you know, at that point, it's like you're just trying to get games. Doesn't matter home, away, whatever. You'll go wherever to go play. But and when you look at the situation right now with the COVID, you know, the attendance policies that are in place, the home court advantage is almost gone.
Yeah.
You know, just because of, you know, you don't have the energy, you don't have the students, you don't have all that stuff that comes with a typical home game. And so now it's just, it just turns into, you know, how focused can you be and kind of create your own energy, your own enthusiasm with your bench and your parents that happen to be in the building. So, at this point, we'll play whenever, whoever, wherever. We're excited just to be playing.
And it's, you know, the passion that is high school basketball in the Upper Cumberland, it's just another one of the sad parts of this whole experience,
right?
Is people,
sure,
not getting a chance to see some really great basketball that's being played.
That is right. You know, I've made that statement to a few people as well, Larry, that, you know, communities, that's, high school athletics is a part of every community, and especially in small towns like we have here in the Upper Cumberland, the community falls in love with these kids, and they get behind them, and they support them, and that kind of builds as the season goes on. You know, here we are, one of the best teams, I think, in the state, and our community can't get, you know, can't, I mean, they're trying to watch them on Facebook or different ways of streaming services. They're, you know, trying to get it out there to them, but it's just hard, man.
Mike Buck, head coach of the Stone Memorial Panthers. They get the win over Warren County 49-34 Friday night. Coach, thank you. We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Great talk to you, Larry.